Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
The answer is no, no, no. A resounding no. There, it's not happening. It's not true. There is nothing in the books saying that this should be happening for any of you who have some idiot coworkers or neighbors still trying to do April Fool's. It's not even April Fool's anymore. April Fool's is past. It was on Saturday. There should be no stupid April Fool's joke. That is, it was done. And I get that some people might feel like, oh, it was on the weekend, and I really like, you know, the festivities of it. I think April Fool's is absolutely stupid. There should be absolutely no reason anybody is lying to other people and doing dumb sort of things. And I get it's tradition. I had posted on Facebook that April Fool's Day was canceled because no made-up prank could match the unbelievable bullcrap going on in the world right now. That's been a meme that's been circulating since COVID. And then, also, April 1 is the only day of the year that people critically evaluate things they find on the Internet before accepting them as true, which is really true. April 1 is the only time people really stop and go, wait, is that true on the Internet? So it is interesting that some people still want to celebrate it, even though it's not even April Fool's. I think it's because, you know why? What I think it is people feel that they have the best prank, and they want to notify everybody that they did the best prank. And when they don't get to do it, because it falls on a weekend, or because nobody cares, because it's such a stupid day, they feel like they're missing out. FOMO. So I urge any of you who are even thinking about, well, no one's going to suspend you because it's not April Fool's. Come on, nobody celebrates April Fool's anymore. Okay? I mean, the world is right now in a hell in a handbasket. Nobody is even thinking about any of these customs. And we're all trying to get ready for Easter. Okay? A lot of us have family coming over. We got Passover. I am supposed to be doing without bread and carbs because for some reason it got retranslated to where we can't have carbs, which means I am not going to be able to potty for I don't know how long. So, we're not going there. So, the origins of April Fool's date back to 1582, they believe. This is some historians. When France switched from the Julian calendar to the Gregorian calendar, this was called for by the Council of Trent. In the Julian calendar, which is also the Hindu calendar, the new year began with the spring equinox around April 1. People who were slow to get the news or failed to recognize that as the start of the new year had moved to January 1 and continued to celebrate it during the last week of March through April 1st. Remember what they did is they added the extra 3 months to make the year more close to the orbit and the Earth's orbit around the sun. And April 1 was the start of spring and harvest and things like that, so bloom. So April 1 used to be the start of the new year. Okay, but some people didn't get the memo because they didn't have social media back then. So even though a lot of people celebrate the new year in January, some people who didn't get the message celebrating in April were called April Fools. Now, pranks used to start becoming a hobby. They would put paper fish placed on their backs, being referred to as the Poisson d'Avril or April Fish. That's supposed to symbolize a young, easily caught fish or a gullible person. In Rome, they get festivals like Hilaria, Latin for joyful, was celebrated in ancient Rome at the end of March. And people would dress up in disguises, mock fellow citizens and magistrates. And it was said to be inspired by the Egyptian legend of Isis, Osiris, and Seth. There was also speculation that April Fool's Day was tied to the vernal equinox, or the first day of spring in the Northern Hemisphere, where Mother Nature fooled people with changing, unpredictable weather. So while some of us are sneezing with allergies and it's getting hot, others are bracing for another snowstorm, and it's beginning April. So April Fool's Day started to become more popular in Britain during the 18th century. In Scotland, it was a two-day event starting with the hunting of the gowk, in which people were sent on phony errands. Gowk is a word for cuckoo bird, a symbol for fool. And then that was followed by Tally Day, which involved pranks played on people's derrieres, such as pinning fake tails or kick-me signs on them. It was all about the butt. So for those of you that had a kick-me sign put on you at school, that dates back to, centuries old. So now there have been April Fool's Day pranks that have happened in terms of in the media. So back in 1957, the BBC reported that Swiss farmers were experiencing a record spaghetti crop and showed footage of people harvesting noodles from trees. People believed it. In 1985, Sports Illustrated writer George Plimpton tricked many readers when he ran a made-up article about a rookie pitcher named Sid Finch who could throw a fastball over 168 miles per hour. This is in Sports Illustrated. Yeah, April Fool's. In 1992, NPR ran a spot with former President Richard Nixon saying he was running for president again. But it was an actor and it wasn't Nixon, and the segment was April Fool's. In 1996, Taco Bell, I remember this, duped people saying that they purchased Philadelphia's Liberty Bell, and they were going to rename it the Taco Liberty Bell. And people were like, what? In 1998, Burger King advertised a left-handed Whopper. Apparently, a lot of people did come to Burger King going, I'm left-handed, and I want a left-handed Whopper. Google would host an annual April Fool's Day prank with a telepathic search or an ability to play Pac-Man on Google Maps. So these are things that, you know, people do. Personally, I think it's, you know, I get traditions and I get having fun. But honestly, every day I wake up and I go, no, really? No, that's not true. You're lying. No, that's BS. Can't be happening. And it is happening. And so so as far as I'm concerned, every day has been an April Fool's since 2020. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Dolly, 1-877-DOCTALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. And big thanks to Daniel, our producer. So we have a report that 1 in 4 children in Australia are sexually abused. Now, did you guys know about this? Australia. Australia's been pretty protected in the news. We don't really hear of a lot of drama going on in Australia. I mean, I know they got some dangerous spiders and snakes and, you know, with COVID, they had some severe lockdowns, but we don't generally hear of something like this. And they say 1 in 3 children in Australia experience physical abuse, 1 in 4 sexual abuse. This is according to a Queensland University of Technology survey of 8,500 Australians. It was published in the Medical Journal of Australia on Monday. National Children's Commissioner Anne Hollins It says the confronting findings show there is an urgent need for a child well-being strategy. We have no reporting on budget allocations for child well-being. We have no minister for children. We have no vision, and we have had no urgency for change. In a prosperous country like Australia, child well-being should be a bipartisan priority. She says, today we have a rare opportunity to build a national agreement to prioritize child well-being and create a roadmap for reform. Okay, so a lot of you guys are probably listening to this going, well, I might have been abused as a kid. So is child abuse a lot more often than we imagine? Is it underreported? Oh, I think so. These numbers can be indicative of what happens in America. And nobody wants to say it. They might still have a good relationship with their parents. Maybe their parents have passed. They don't want to mar their memory. But I've spoken to people, and I've told them it's okay to be honest. Some of the ways we were disciplined would nowadays probably be considered abusive. Some of us, I believe, were really abused. Some of us were, you know, going to bed without supper. I wish that was my punishment. I even asked so I wouldn't get whipped with the belt. Can't you just send me without dinner? But I didn't like dinner anyway. I didn't like my mom's cooking, so I would get the belt. Well, nowadays, if you send your child to bed without supper, that's abuse. They're not being fed. That's undernourishment. So the way we grew up, washing your mouth out with soap. How many of you said a bad word or a word that could have been construed as bad, and you had to have not a fresh bar of soap that was opened up in the package, but something from the kitchen sink or the shower shoved in your mouth? Hey, that would be considered abuse. I thought it was abuse back then. Would be considered. Now, my parents didn't do that. I was too busy getting belted. But I don't think I got the soap. I think one of my family members might have gotten the soap. Now, I tell you what I did with my kids. They were giving each other the middle finger. And I wanted them to stop. And doing time out made them giggle. They didn't care about a spank on the tushy. They giggled with that. So what I did is I took my nail polish and I painted their middle finger with my sparkly nail polish. So if they didn't want anybody seeing that they were wearing my nail polish, they kept that finger hidden. So that solved that. Somebody could say that was abuse. So we really need to kind of figure out what exactly is going on here. Because when I hear this, and this really could be what's going on, I am thinking they're getting belted. I'm thinking they're being told to sleep outside in the cold. I'm thinking they're being ridiculed. I'm thinking they are not being fed. So we need to know if this really is going on. If it's another form of punishment that nowadays we're like, okay, no, we don't spank them on the tushy anymore. We don't. In America, if you swat their tushy, that is considered abuse. So if kids in Australia, you know, are getting a switch to the tush, that's abuse now. We don't do that anymore. So I don't know. I can't pull up the study, so I don't have all of that. But one sort of abuse that we don't talk about is the emotional abuse. You know, so when my parents would get mad at me, they would threaten to rip me out of a school. And mind you, I went to 12 schools, and it took a long time for me to overcome the bullies and finally get happy with the school just to be told I was going to have to get out of it. House was lit on fire. My pets were taken from me. Those are things that are considered abuse. Again, I love my mom. I love my dad. May he rest in peace. But those types of things, kind of cruel to a kid. So according to this, they say it's a wake-up call across all levels of government and the community that we must do better. This landmark study, the first high-quality and nationally representative study of the prevalence of all five forms of child maltreatment, must focus our minds on prevention and response to child maltreatment. QUT Professor Ben Matthews led the study and said the disturbing prevalence of child maltreatment had long-term effects. Now let's talk about the sex abuse. One in four, I think, are sexually abused. Okay, that's not... One in four children are sexually abused. Now, that isn't misconstrued. Okay, I mean, sexual abuse is sexual abuse. There's not this, well, you know what, we, you know, changed the... this. That's pretty easily defined. And there's an increase in sexual abuse by known adolescents. And they inflict a lot of it. So children could be abused by siblings, cousins, stepbrothers, stepsisters. They say children who experience this abuse were three times more likely to have generalized anxiety disorder, severe alcohol use disorder, major depressive disorder, PTSD. Girls were twice as likely to have experienced sexual abuse compared with boys, while they were 50% more likely to have experienced emotional abuse. 30% of the 16 to 24-year-old participants reported self-harming in their lifetimes, including 2 in 5 females and 1 in 5 males. So, what the hell is going on? Now, remember, kids can't tell anybody. My parents threatened that if we were going to tell anybody, now they didn't sexually abuse us. But in terms of the other, they said, if you told anybody what happened, say you fell off a bike, I had a big, huge bruise on my upper thigh, and we were going to see family, and it was at a pool. And my father said, tell me, and my aunt's like, what the hell happened to you? And I said, I fell off a bike. And she gave me a look like, okay, this is ridiculous. But that's just kind of the way it was. It's a shame. But, if I was more afraid of narking or telling somebody. Now, my sister ran away. My brother ran away, and then I was able to run away when I was 18. Because I was like, oh, I'm going to college. It was in-state. They go, it's in-state, so you're still home. And I'm like, no, and I got the hell out of the house. But the average kid can't get away. They can't get away. And if they feel abused, you know? And so I think, you know, this does take the government getting involved. But so, and this is where we're going back and forth. You know, schools are trying to help. Schools are trying to get involved. But we're seeing this discongruity of, okay, are the schools really capturing the child abuse, or are they jumping in on sex topics and gender topics without involving the parents? And schools will say, but this kid is emotionally abused because their parent won't listen to them if they want to tell them that they're male or female. Well, how do we know? I mean, it's a tough topic. We want to protect kids from this sort of abuse. And the schools might be the only people to help them. But on the flip side, if the schools are intervening and not getting the parents involved, could violate a whole bunch of ethics there as well. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
USA News Update. More horrible weather's bearing down on the Midwest tomorrow. In towns where twisters devastated homes and businesses over the weekend, more than 30 people were killed. If rain, snow, flooding, and mudslides weren't enough, the east side of the Rocky Mountains is already facing wildfire danger.
That pretty much includes areas from Denver and the southern Front Range foothills, southward across the Palmer Divide area into southeast Colorado.
Meteorologist David Bargenbrook says a lack of snow east of the Continental Divide has dried out vegetation, leading to the red flag warning for tomorrow. Former President Trump's in the air, bound for New York City ahead of tomorrow's scheduled arraignment. Trump supporters promise a large but peaceful demonstration. The price of crude oil is up sharply on word that Saudi Arabia is cutting production from May to the end of the year. World prices are up by about 6%. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
So thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So it takes a lot to insult me. It takes a lot to, you know, kind of rattle me. And so for years, I might have been, shall we say, on the receiving end of some microaggressions. But I was used to it. I was like, you know what, same old, just get through my day, no big deal. And when people do it deliberately, and people are rude, or people are racist, or biased, or misogynist, or sexist, or homophobic, I think they should be called out on it. It's ridiculous. We don't stand for it. But where I get a little nervous is when people are accused of it, and they don't know they're doing it. And so apparently there was a gentleman who was applying for a superintendent job, and he was addressing two women in an email. So he had used the term ladies. Now, I haven't seen the email, so I don't know if he said hello, ladies, or thank you, ladies, for this. that job got rescinded because they said that was a form of microaggression. Now, I know better now for me to just not acknowledge any sex. Just say to whom it may concern, just don't go there so nobody's insulted. But I have told a couple women, thank you, ladies. Ladies, you rock. Awesome. Thank you, gentlemen. I like telling men, thank you, gentlemen, and women, thank you, ladies. It's a little bit more personal than, thank you, nice person. Apparently, you can lose your job if you address somebody by gentlemen or ladies, because it's considered microaggression. And if everybody doesn't get the memo, they're going to get themselves into trouble. And that I don't like, because I had taken in the 80s secretarial courses. See, my mom had been a secretary, a legal secretary, and she wanted me to make sure I had the skills, because if I didn't make it through college later, or couldn't get through college, I could at least fall back on my secretarial training. That's why I type so quickly. My Tinky Touch is 200 a minute. I type 90 words a minute. So, and when you went through these secretarial classes, which is what they were called back then, or office courses, you had to address a letter, dear sir or madam. If you didn't use the appropriate Mr. salutation, that was a no-no. If somebody wasn't married and it was a female, you did Miss, M-I-S-S. If somebody was married, M-R-S or Ms., and you had to get those right, and they were ingrained. And so a lot of people say, gosh, these Generation X's, they keep making mistakes. We keep making mistakes because we used to get in trouble. I mean, in typing class, you had to put two spaces after a period. You got in trouble in class if in your literature, your English class, you wrote, Billy has a ball, he is happy. If you put they are happy, or it, or some other pronoun, you got in trouble. Now, many people are like, you know what, I don't want to get in trouble, I don't want to do anything wrong, so everybody is they, or, because sometimes you don't know their pronouns. And I get, somebody has pronouns, you follow their pronouns if they offer. But when you don't know the pronouns, what do? So what we've been now doing is switching, or we're not acknowledging the gender of Billy or Betty or whatever, and we're just saying one walks in or a person walks in. And so now what we're doing is we're just dehumanizing and degenderizing everything. But when it's a job, that could come across as pretty cold. And so, I mean, I was always trained to say, yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. In fact, my kids would sometimes do that. I would, like, come in and I'd order them to do something. They'd be like, yes, sir. Okay, now that would be considered microaggression. Say, yes, sir. And I didn't care. I was like, yeah, you better salute, or I'm going to make you do 20 push-ups. Yeah, I'm yes, sir. So I had no problem being called yes, sir. But sometimes people, or, you know, a lot of times I got, oh, okay, when's the doctor coming in? I go, I am the doctor. No, you're the nurse. Women can be nurses and doctors. I'm the doctor. Didn't bother me. Got it all the time. Nobody thought I was the doctor. Fine. You know, it happened. But now you're getting in trouble acknowledging the ladies. So you used to get in trouble not acknowledging a miss or ma'am. Now you can, because it's considered microaggression. Now, I know a lot of jobs are doing training, but before you get the job, so apparently he lost it because they said he should have known that. If he was in education, he should have known addressing women as thank you, ladies, or dear ladies. But it's, I have had letters sent to me where there was a little bit of a dig. There are are sexists out there. There are racists. There are homophobes. That, you know, no doubt. But what if you have somebody innocent trying to humanize a salutation and now they lose their job? Okay, what are we doing? And I think we women also need to kind of get on the same page. Are women upset that we aren't being acknowledged as a woman? Or are we upset that we aren't acknowledged as neutral? See, I don't know if you've ever dated anybody, but every man I've dated, they've all wanted different things, right? And I'm sure a lot of people can say the same when they date female species, where some women might want to be in one role, other women might want to be in another role. And we're taught in dating that men are not all the same, women are not all the same. Those who are gender neutral, not all the same. Just because you know one transgender individual who's gay doesn't mean all transgenders are gay. All right? We're all different individuals. The problem is now we have this, okay, you kind of get spanked for doing one thing, and then you turn around and you get spanked for doing the other. I will always have a problem with damned if you do, damned if you don't. So now, what is the answer? Well, you could, just before you even address anybody, how would you like to be addressed? Would you like to be addressed? But the problem is somebody could say that's passive aggressive and a microaggression. So if you start a letter with a new employer or a HR department saying, would you like to be addressed as Miss, Mrs., Ma'am, whom it may concern. If you spend most of your letter doing that, somebody could say you're being passive aggressive and microaggressive as well. So I don't know what the answer is. And you know what I've been doing? I'm not addressing anybody. Now when I send an email, I'm just saying hello. And I'm getting right to it. Now, if somebody says, oh my gosh, she didn't address me. Oh, well, and see, here's another thing too. Another thing I've tried to do is I'll address them by the first name. So let's say you have a person named Pat Smith. You don't know if Pat is male. You don't know if Pat is female. If you say, hi, Pat, you could get in trouble. Because you're supposed to address them by their last name. Mr. or Mrs. So now I'm just saying hello. It is so nice to meet you. Please call me Dahlia. But we're all going to have to be on the same page and figure out what we're supposed to do. 1-877-DOCTORDAHLIA.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there's some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DAHLIA. Oh, I should say, all right, peoples. Yeah, I shouldn't say, hey, guys. Gosh, I always say, hey, guys. All right, peoples. All right, peoples, we ready? I know. I don't want to get in trouble. Chinese spy balloon that was floating around. And we were told, sorry, we can't do anything about it because it could hurt people in Montana. Meanwhile, Montanans are like, I'm on it. Rip. Would have taken that sucker down. My question was, with the Chinese spy balloon, why didn't we take care of it before it hit Alaska? And then when it was over the tundra of Alaska, that would have been perfect time. But nobody knew about it. Nobody was told about it till it was in Montana. And they're like, well, we can't knock it down. People were writing me going, you want to hurt all those innocent people? I'm like, I want to know why we didn't knock it down when it was in the water coming to us. We had to have known. Sincerely doubt the first we heard about it was Montana. Well, then people said, look, it was just a weather balloon. That's China said. They were just trying to get our weather. I don't know why they need Montana's weather, South Carolina's weather, and the Midwest. But they said, oh, just a weather balloon, or it was an accident. But now we're being told that it did gather intelligence, duh, of course we knew that, from several American military sites before it was shot down. This is according to two senior U.S. officials and a former senior administration official. The sources said China could have gathered more intelligence if not for the Biden administration's efforts to block it. I'm not ready to applaud the Biden administration because they should have gotten it before it even entered Alaska. It floated across the United States until we knocked it down over Myrtle Beach as it was entering the Atlantic Ocean. I don't think I'm ready to give accolades because it gathered information for days. The balloon entered airspace on January 28th and was shot down on February 4th after passing over U.S. nuclear missile sites, including the Malmstrom Air Force Base in Montana. They say the intel collected was mostly from electronic signals rather than images, officials told NBC. China complained it was a civilian weather balloon that strayed off course. And then they said what we did was an overreaction. Meanwhile, there's been tons of Chinese spy balloons sighted, floating around. And it left China in late January. And America didn't notice it? I just don't believe that. Cross over multiple states. And you guys know how fast an image or a piece of data can be received and sent. It was over our airspace for days, nearly a week. You know how many selfies the average teenager can take in a week? Imagine what data they got. China was reportedly able to control the balloon as it passed over the same site in figures of eights. This allowed it to transmit information real time. According to Daily Mail, information collected from electronic signals can be picked up from weapon systems or communications between personnel on the base. The balloon, which Beijing previously denied was a government spy vessel, launched from southern China late January, drifted east, entered the U.S. airspace over Alaska on January 28th, which is when it should have been downed, tracked as it flew over the Air Force Base in Montana, where nuclear assets are stored. Why Montana? This wasn't an accident. President Joe Biden was briefed 2 days later. Why wasn't he briefed January 28th? Who's doing the... our Air Force is one of the best in the universe. I sincerely doubt that the president didn't find out about it till February 2nd. Unless, and I could be wrong, maybe the president likes to have a do not disturb on his cell phone. Could be. But he was briefed 2 days after the Montana surveillance was done. Then he chose to shoot it down February 4th. That was about a week after it entered. So, I don't want to sit here and, make this a big political thing and rip on the president and all that, but I'm very confused why this happened. And it's, from what I understand, and I could be wrong, correct me if I'm wrong, but it was private citizens that said, hey guys, something's flying. I think it was Montanans who reported it. Did America know? Was this supposedly a joint mission? So America let it come in because they had an arrangement? And then when the public was like, what the hell is going on? Are you a complete fool? Knock this sucker down. They go, okay, we're going to knock it down. I don't know, but just nothing seems right. Air Force knocked it out in one shot. One of our F-22s took it down on February 4th. Sailors were assigned to recover the balloon from the Atlantic Ocean. They're analyzing it. The balloon did have a self-destruct mechanism that could have activated remotely from China. The idea of it being a weather balloon, then China, if something did go off course, then what you do as a country is you notify them going, hey guys, it's going off course in the Pacific. You're going to see something flying. I don't know if it's going to come towards you, but I want to let you know ahead of time. This was the weather issue we were doing. This was the experiment. Looks like it's flying off course. It might come to you in a few days. I wish you didn't knock it out of the sky, but if you have to, we get it. I just want to notify you in good faith. Something went off track. That's not what happened. It floated across the whole entire United States. Now, again, I don't want to rip on one president or another, but our presidents are supposed to protect our national security, and we have a lot of people very confused with a lot of the activity coming out of China, buying up land, buying up real estate, altering a lot of the real estate prices because they can buy up a neighborhood, they have a lot of money, and then they could charge, up the comps by selling something for a lot higher than it needs to be, or lower the comps by saying, you know what, we're going to do a fire sale, so all these people's homes are worth less, then we buy it up, and so they can manipulate our markets. COVID was a cluster and a half, having a history of multiple lab leaks in the past. So what the hell is going on here? And the problem is when something doesn't smell right or look right or sound right, it's not right. And us being told that the president was alerted days after the balloon was here, and we didn't know that it entered our airspace. I thought we're watching our airspace all the time. And then it makes our Air Force look like our Air Force is always watching. Of course our Air Force is on top of things. Was it they were told to stand down? Was it a, I don't know. But China has, if they didn't already, has now a lot of data on our military and army base. We have a lot of bases in the Midwest. And our Montana one is pretty crucial. Now they have that information. Now what? 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.